Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, teachers, I got one for you here, because this story in the news yesterday was, it just didn't even make any common sense. Like, if you're a teacher right now, I imagine when you are checking out other teachers, or you're all sitting in that break room, and they're telling you some of the
you
stuff.
You mean the infamous teacher's lounge.
The teacher's lounge, right? And you guys are sharing stories on success stories on how you got one student straight today, you know, like they were all out of hand and you tried something different. There has got to be some teachers in your school that you're like, I can't believe they did that. Mm-hmm. It defies logic. It defies common sense. Yet the teachers were so proud of what they did. And I'd like to know about those teachers. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, I want to put you on the voice disguiser and we'll change your name also. But if you have teachers at your school that you're working side by side, and they've done some things to the student, or some of their methods are so far out there that you're thinking, how does this even make sense to them?
So you're thinking about a teacher who told one kid to go stand in the closet for 1 hour. Go stand in the closet for 1 hour and then come back out and tell me if you want to be a part of this class. And you're like, what the hell? You locked a kid in the closet?
Well, we'll give you two real-life examples here. Yeah. Kindergarten kid.
Yeah, in Florida, in Port St. Lucie, there was a kindergarten teacher who had a five-year-old in her class named Alex who was kind of unruly, maybe had a little few disciplinary problems. So the way that she handled it was she had the class come to a vote on whether he should stay in the class or not. And it wasn't just a private voter. I mean, because the vote itself sounds crazy. But each kid was able to say out loud what they did not like about Alex. And then after they said that, then they did a vote. And the vote was like 14-2 that Alex should be kicked out of class. And so Alex's mother is, you know, trying to figure out whether she's going to take legal action, because he is now apparently being diagnosed with Asperger's, which is a form of autism, which could explain his disciplinary actions in class. So instead of them being able to recognize that he had autism, it was more of, well, let's vote and see if we want Alex in class or not, and was able to humiliate him. And he even said to his mother the other day, she reported him saying, I'm not special. Because he didn't, you know, he was made to feel like nobody likes me.
So in a case like this, I'm assuming this teacher thought what she did was right, right? So she goes and it spreads like wildfire around the school. And it just didn't make sense to any of the teachers. So in this case, you would be one of the teachers to call us and go, you're never going to believe what the teacher right next door to me did yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was also the wrestling story yesterday.
Yeah, I forgot to Google this to get the exact story or where it happened. But you can find it on YouTube. There's a video of a teacher. And he's a male teacher and probably, you know, younger teacher in his 20s. And it's toward the end of the school year. And from what I remember reading, he just thought that, you know, the kids had done good and done their projects. And it was the end of the school year. So they would the boys in the class would be allowed to have little wrestling matches. And the teacher at one point thought he would participate. So there's actual video of this teacher who used to be a wrestler in high school himself taking down a student and pinning him on the floor, and then everybody cheers and the teacher gets up and they high five each other and they just keep going on, you know. But, you know, the idea at the time, I'm sure, was the teacher going, yeah, they did good in school, they can burn off some steam. In hindsight, I would at least hope that now he's going, throwing a kid, body slamming a kid on the floor, probably not smart move.
Appropriate. Now, we could open this up to students also going, mm-hmm. I can't believe my teacher did this to me.
Right.
Susan, we'll call you Susan. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Doing good. Okay. All right. What's the most inappropriate thing that you have ever seen another teacher do to a student?
This was actually in a special ed classroom, and one of the students needed to go to the restroom, and the lead teacher would not allow him to go to the restroom before he licked. And this was back in the day when they had, like, real chalkboards, not whiteboards.
Mm-hmm.
He had to lick the chalkboard from the bottom to the top before he could go.
Why?
I don't know. I guess for that teacher's amusement. I mean, it was just sick, some of the things. Another time he held a student down, and you know when you're a little kid and you get held down and they'll, like, spit a loogie and hold it before it touches your face?
Yeah.
Except he would actually let it hit them every time.
Disgusting. This is a teacher.
These are the teachers here. All right, I hope this doesn't get sad quick. Good morning, Jane. You're on Q100.
Oh.
Or not.
Oh, he's like, well, I had a sad story.
Teacher helps student cheat on CRCT test.
Oh, I'd like to hear that one.
Was what Jane was going to say. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good, good. I had a comment about some teachers and situations.
Okay.
Please don't tell me we're going to get all serious here.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's the way different people see it, but I teach on the north side, and I'm a male teacher in an elementary school situation, and I notice a lot of African-American female teachers get away with a lot more than most white male or female teachers.
Oh, boy. This is going to take us in a totally different direction.
What are you talking about?
Here we go. What's up?
Well, you know, me being in a primarily African-American elementary school, I've noticed that a lot of the parents accept more of the physical discipline from the African-American female teachers as opposed to the white female teachers.
What kind of physical discipline?
Well, anywhere from, you know, slapping on the hand to grabbing on the arm to I've seen some accounts of literally choking the neck.
You have seen this?
Yes, sir.
And you're saying white teachers don't do this, it's just the black teachers?
That's correct, because if we did it, then there would be a big lawsuit.
They have put their hands around a student's neck.
Yes, ma'am.
And literally threatened to choke them.
Not just threatened, they have done that.
Have you seen this with your own eyes?
Yes, sir.
And you reported it to the principal?
No.
Then how could they get in trouble if it's not reported?
I mean, you're just as if you really did see that, you're just as at fault.
Right. Well, for that situation, that's the case. But I'm not going to report that situation. But I've seen other things that I'm not going to report at all. I'm not going to get involved with this.
Mm. Well, then you're just as at fault.
Well, you can definitely say that.
And have you seen this with more than one teacher? Or are you talking about one teacher, and now you're drawing big old conclusions about an entire race?
Well, I'm just saying at my school I've seen some. Now, you know, it's obviously not been as bad as just that one particular situation, but it's definitely more physical, like grabbing by the hand, grabbing by the arm, get in here. It just seems like it's obvious that they get more. I think they get away with more, maybe just out of the respect.
But if nobody's, if what you're saying is baseless, because you're saying they get away with more, yet. Mm-hmm. You've never turned them in, and unless you've seen a white teacher do the same thing and you turn them both in and one gets in trouble and one doesn't, to be perfectly honest, you're just being a racist.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to waste your time then.
Well, do something about it then. I mean, if you see something like that going on at school, you can call a radio station and say this is what's going on, or you can do something about it and change it.
Okay.
God, I feel like I'm the teacher.
He's afraid his job would be threatened.
I don't even think it's that. I think he's.
What do you mean his job would be threatened?
Like if he went and knocked
on somebody
and everything else, and then, like, I feel, you know, I think he probably thinks he doesn't want to deal with all that mess.
Without he is.
With that.
I just think that he is. There are some people who everybody's got it better than they do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can apply, in this case, he was applying it to race. Oh, the black teachers get away with everything. I can't do anything. Black teachers get away with everything. That's his justification for his situation at school.
Another subject matter would be women get away with everything.
Oh, women get away with everything. Oh, right. Yeah. People who live outside the perimeter, they have the life. Oh, so he's just one of those people. So That was a buzzkill. Get us some more.
A total buzzkill.
Get us some more fun chalkboard looking stories.
Yeah,
Bert.
That's what we were looking for.
Yeah, you got anybody who had to clean a toilet with his bare hands?
Hey, Chris, you're on Q100.
That's what we're looking for.
Yellow.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead. Chris.
Hello. Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hi, Bert. I am calling because my son, when he was 5 and in kindergarten, it was Christmas party day or holiday party day, to be politically correct. And he had a substitute teacher who couldn't handle him. He wasn't sitting still and this, that, and the other. And so she sent him to another kindergarten teacher's classroom. And that kindergarten teacher couldn't handle him, so they shoved him in her supply closet. Like, they stuck a desk in there and stuck him in the supply closet and forgot about him.
That's awesome.
Oh, no. For how long?
Because I'm the room mother, and they had to go find my kid. He's sitting in a supply closet, and he had gotten the teacher's scissors. Like, not the safety kindergarten scissors, but the teacher scissors. And had slashed and cut holes and designs in his jeans. From top to bottom.
How long was he in that supply closet?
2 hours.
2 hours.
I mean, this kid, it's not easy for a kid to use real scissors to cut jeans. These are like the heavy winter jeans.
Well, I mean,
my kid has slashed his legs up and down. I was like, oh, no, this is not going to happen. This is not going to work. I'm going to need to talk to the vice principal.
Did they lock him in there?
No, they had a door open, but the closet's like around the corner. So they just like shoved the desk in there and stuck my kid in there, and then completely forgot about the fact that he was in there, because it was Christmas holiday party day, and you know there's crafts to be made. And
well, he made his
crafts. Yeah, he did.
I don't know what you're complaining about.
I don't understand why you're upset.
All right, Jack, you'll be the last call.
That's
What's
the
going
fun
on?
Stuff we're looking for, Bert. Kids in closets playing with scissors.
Forgotten for 2 hours. Go ahead, Jack. You're on Q100.
Yeah, when I was in second grade, I had a teacher tape me to the desk.
That's old
literally
school.
Taped you to the desk.
Yeah.
Like with duct tape?
No, it was like white masking tape.
And how old were you?
I was about 7 or 8.
I think that's awesome.
I think that's kind of funny.
That's old school discipline right there. I'm cool with that.
Hey, Melissa, you usually like this old school discipline
say,
kind
that's
of stuff.
I have
you're
to say
way old school.
Like, yeah, well, there you go.
Were you the hyper kid that they just? Were you the hyper kid they just couldn't settle down?
No, not really. It was just, you know, we were in the middle of taking a test, and I had a crappy pencil, so I had to sharpen it to take the test because it was one of those that you fill in the little dots. And I guess she thought I was being unruly and taped me to the desk.
Well, I mean, come on. Did you do it again? That's the question.
Did you ever do it
again?
Did
you ever do it again?
No.
But
and
he said,
it's not...
I don't know if people are having trouble hearing us on
but
the phone today.
But yeah, if he never did it again, then the discipline worked and he wasn't hurt.
And did you hear him say, I just had to sharpen a pencil? Like the teacher was pushed to the point of taping him to the chair only because one time he got out of his
right.
seat to
That's
sharpen
right.
his pencil.
There was
I'm
so much
so
build
sure.
up before
Come on.
That happened.
I'm so sure.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Denise, she's just sick of being all buttoned up and all conservative, and She's looking to shed that skin, get a little wild this summer.
I don't know why, but I'm imagining her in a music video with her hair up in a tight bun and some horn-rimmed glasses on, and then she's going to take them off and take her hair down and shake it all around.
Are you also imagining it's 1985 and you're watching Van Halen?
Van who? I'm kidding.
Good morning, Denise. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you speak up a little bit for us, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
I can hear you in the back of the classroom. Sorry.
So what's going on? You ready to get a little nuts this summer?
Yeah. Well, can I kind of give you guys a little bit of background?
Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kind of why I am where I am right now.
Okay.
So basically, here's what's going on. I worked really, really hard when I was in school, in high school, to get into a really good college. And I went through college, you know, I didn't party a whole lot in college. I've never been drunk in my entire life. Ooh. Like, you know, seriously, I mean, I may have been tipsy a couple of times, mm-hmm. but that's about as extreme as it's gotten for me. And, you know, I never was a party girl. I was always really serious about getting through college and getting through my good grades and that kind of thing. And I'm, you know, now a first-year teacher straight out of college.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of sad because I see my students, you know, they're getting ready to be done for the summer, and they're all jazzed and excited about getting ready to go off to college and that kind of thing. And I realized that I never really got to have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, I never really dated anyone in high school. I've never really had, like, a really, you know, kind of active social life that way. I've been to a handful of parties in my life that I got invited to, probably out of, like, my friends that pitied me. But even then, I would go home early so I could study. And I'm kind of at the point where, you know, I'm ready to kind of let my hair down and be wild and have some fun this summer, you know? Like, I want to have a good time. And you know what? One of my girlfriends, she's so sweet. We've been best friends since we were freshmen in high school. And she's like, you know what? I agree. It's time. We're going to go. We're going to go tonight. And I plan on getting, like, completely smashed and having a good time for once in my life. And, you know, and just, I don't know, I feel like I missed out on so much, you know, studying and then, you know, going straight from high school. I mean, I even took summer courses between high school and college so that I could get ahead in college.
Denise, so how old are you? What are you, like 25 years old?
Yeah, and I mean, look, the thing is that, you know what, when everyone else was in Cancun for their graduation trip from high school, I was taking prep courses for college.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of bitter.
This sounds like it sounds like the quarter life crisis that we talk about.
I don't think this is the same type of quarter life crisis. I think this is a different story. But I think that she's smart, at least to identify needing to let her hair down and get a little crazy now.
But you're not too late. Like that, I think the bitterness in your voice. But you're 25, so I mean, you're not too late to be able to enjoy yourself, you know.
And I would say tonight you need to be careful because you said you've never even been drunk before.
No.
You need to it's not going to take very much. You just need to be careful on the...
And you're going to be with people you trust, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're going to end up having to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And hold your hair.
At about 10.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So alcohol has never crossed your lips before?
No, I have. I've had a drink before, but I've never gotten in my life.
Okay, so it's not so much about the alcohol as it is just like wanting to go out, wanting to start date, letting your hair down a little bit, going to clubs, just living it up a little bit like you feel like you should have done a couple of years ago.
I never thought that I never considered a teacher being kind of jealous of their students, because it sounds to me that what kind of brought this to light is the fact that you see your students enjoying themselves a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I see that they're off to have, like, the time of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand this. I could totally understand this.
When you think you could put together, like, a summer checklist?
Of, like, what I want to do this summer?
It's a homework assignment.
Are you telling me? Yeah, I want to go, and I want to have
a
great summer. And, you know, I want to go, and I want to party. And I want to maybe, you know, meet a hot guy and, you know, have a fling with him and just do everything that I haven't let myself do since I was, you know, like 10. And I started thinking about what college I wanted to go to.
Yeah, so you had to fling with the hot guy.
I think you should
ten.
Make like a checklist of clubs you want to see that you've never been to before.
You're going to cross off opera. You know, go to opera, then cross that off. Velvet room. Do that one.
Exactly. And then I think you should make a list of boys you'd like to make out with or summer fling, right? Or I don't know. I mean, what else? I mean, and just check it off the list this summer, and then maybe it'll be out of your system by the time school rolls around this fall.
Yeah, like what are some of the things this summer?
Sorry, this late July when they go back to school.
Right. if you are putting together a checklist of things for the entire summer, what would it be besides going out and clubbing, doing it up a little bit, besides, you know, dating a little bit more? What else is on that list for you?
I mean, just having a good time and not feeling guilty about it, truly.
When you go out tonight to get all schnockered, I would recommend there's a drink called Jägermeister that'll really help you ramp up without getting too hammered too quickly.
I've heard a lot of people get really sick off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're gonna get sick anyway.
The devil's water. Hey, Susan, you're on
Q100. Hey, good morning. Listen, I just want to let the caller know that I was a lot like her, and I also am a teacher, much older than her now, but don't be jealous of your students. Let me tell you, I had my master's by the time I was 25, 26, specialist degree in administration by the time I was 27, and it is so much more fun to party when you have money and you have a house and a car and you can pay for it.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
So don't regret what you didn't do. You did it in the right order. So now you got all that you all the money you need to have a good time.
It doesn't even seem like you have a frame of reference of where to begin right. on this checklist. I think you need to get a wild friend. I think that needs to be like on the top of your
Wendy.
Checklist. Is to
you
find
need a, teacher.
A wild friend. No, more wild than Wendy. She's still a little reserved.
Oh,
I mean, I think this girl needs a professional wild woman to take her under her wing.
To loosen her up a little bit.
She doesn't even know where to go.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't even know like where, what places to put on her checklist.
Maybe we need to find a Burt Show listener that can call us every week with like a homework assignment. We'll keep it very teacher, very
She doesn't want to be teacher.
No, what I'm saying is like she'll have a homework. Yeah, she's got a lesson plan.
It's a lesson plan for the summer.
Right.
Suzanne, you're on
Q100. Hey, Q100. I'm a new listener and I love your show already because people are calling in. I love the lesson plan idea, but I think you should put it on your website. You should have people submit ideas because, for example, I think she should get a piercing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When I was 30 years old, and I had my oldest daughter when I was 20, so she and I were kind of talking about how I was going to recover. I was a brand new single mom, and she said, you know, Mom, you should get a piercing, and I put it off for 5 years, and I finally did it. When she went and got hers, I went and got my cartilage done.
Good for you.
And I just felt so naughty. It was great.
Just so you know, there's nothing hot about that sentence.
What's that?
What? Just got my cartilage done.
And I felt naughty about it.
Yeah.
All right, so we would put piercing on the list. I think an all-nighter.
Yes.
You got to do 24 straight hours without sleeping.
I'm trying
to
think.
Well, I mean, I've done that before when I've been studying.
She's probably...
Not study. All-nighter is not for studying.
Just papers to grade.
Yeah. No more.
No. That's what we're talking about.
It's like going out and partying, then going after party, and then having plans to go to breakfast, and then hit a deck bar somewhere, or go to a beach and do an all-nighter.
I also think she needs to start some day drinking. You know, where you start at noon, get a good table outside,
deck
go
bar.
All day.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
It does sound like we are talking to somebody that has zero idea.
She has no reference.
You are going to need some guidance through this, and we want to guide you through this.
All right. I'm willing to take whatever suggestions y'all have. I don't want to spend the whole summer being sick.
Well, the thing is, it's all about, because we have two things about alcohol.
Now we're scaring her.
But now we have to focus on the guys. Like, I do think that you talk about, she needs a random makeout session with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm all for that, actually. Yeah.
She's like, that I can wrap my brain around.
Yeah.
All right, let us put together like a Wild Child 101 list for you. And let's meet back in a couple of days. And what are you out of school? You're out of school. This is it this week?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Take some suggestions from the Burt Show community also. And then we'll follow you through the entire summer. One of two things is going to happen. You're either going to love this life, and you may never be able to look back again, or you're absolutely going to hate it and realize that you haven't missed a damn thing.
Or feel like you got it out of your system.
Or you got it out of your system.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm not exactly sure how long she's been playing video games online with this other woman who's like halfway around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But they've formed a friendship, and she's getting ready to go over there and just take off and hang out with her for a while. Here's Julia. Hey, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, hey, you're on the Voice Disguiser. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love your show. Listen to it every morning with my boyfriend.
Thank you.
All right, so you started playing video games online.
Yeah.
And what's your...
When I was in high school, and that was probably 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because when I moved here, I was really depressed, and I needed, you know, just a little outlet just to have fun, because I wasn't really making friends here, so I just made some friends online. And this one girl I've been talking to her for about 10 years, and we're the same age, and I really, really want to go visit her, but she lives in England. And it's, you know, I'd stay with her family. The only thing I'd have to pay for, really, is a plane ticket and maybe my, you know, some meals and whatever we wanted to do out there. But, of course, my boyfriend, when I first told him about this when we first started dating, he was like, oh, heck no.
Why?
And I was like, I don't care. You know, you cannot go over there. You know, this is like a month and we're dating. I was like, what? Yeah, okay, well, whatever. But now I have the opportunity to do it because I have the money to do it now. And I really want to go, like, to the point where I'm willing to say, like, okay, well, I'm basically going to take a trip. I really don't want to tell him where.
All right, first of all, you got to explain the whole deal to me because I don't go online and play video games.
Oh. Yeah.
So when you're online and you're playing video games, not only are you guys competing against each other, but I'm assuming then you guys start exchanging emails and you become friends that way?
Okay. So this is like, wow, triple dorkorama type stuff. But it's a text-based game, or it was then. It's still on, actually. I'll give you the link if you want it. But it's basically a text-based role-playing game where you're like, this one's based in France, like in the 1600s or whatever. You just kind of role-play like that, and they're like little quests that you do. It's kind of like World of Warcraft without the visual.
Okay.
All right.
You can imagine that. And then, yeah, we just start talking, and then it turns in, like, at first it was, you know, just fun game, but then it turned into, like, just a big chat room for everyone just to talk.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha, all right.
And that's how we, you know.
But you said that
talking to other people.
You've communicated with her for 10 years, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, almost 10 years.
and you can stay with her and her family in England?
Yeah.
I mean, and so you feel like you need to lie to your boyfriend because he's so weirded out by it, but do you feel uncomfortable doing that?
No, because, again, dork, but I've met people from online. Like, my first boyfriend I met on a online dating service, and it was, you know, horrible. But, you know, I've met other people from online, and I met some people from that game. And, I mean, it was fine, but the only thing, like, is, you know, going to a whole different continent. And my boyfriend's opinion was, well, you know, you don't know anything about that, you know, country. But I'm like, well, at least it's a place I'm going where I know the language.
It's England. It's not like it's real scary place. I mean, you know,
I mean, there are scary people everywhere. There are scary people here in Atlanta.
Yeah, but it's not like if all the countries to go to and feel intimidated, I would think England would be the least intimidating of the world. Based for Americans, you know?
Canada probably ranks number one.
Canada, then England.
Then you got England.
Yeah.
But Jen and Jeff were the ones that said, their knee-jerk reaction was, what? That's kind of dangerous? Nah.
Well, I didn't realize she had known her for 10 years. That definitely changes it for me. That if you've been talking to this girl and been friends with her for that long, then she's legit. I thought maybe you met her like a month ago and she was like, come on over. And then when you show up, she's not a she. She's a 68-year-old creepazoid. You know what I mean? Like, I just was saying, you know, you should be cautionary if you didn't know who you were really going over there to meet. But if you guys have exchanged phone numbers and pictures and emails and all that kind of stuff, then I think you're probably pretty safe. I mean, I'd have a couple things in place. You know, maybe a second place to stay if you get there and you're uncomfortable.
What was your knee-jerk reaction there, Jeff?
Well, I just think that it's always dangerous when you go over with, and, you know, well, you might be able to fill in details that would be more reassuring, but I think it's dangerous to go over to another country and go far away, planning on staying with somebody for an entire week, and, like, what if you get over there and on day two the person's weird or, you know them online for 10 years. I just think that's a different relationship. And please don't email me and talk to me about how you met your husband online. That's fantastic for you. Congratulations.
If it was a pen pal situation where it's a, you know, girls who've been pen paling, you'd still have the same reservations.
Yeah, go on a trip to England with your boyfriend and then
stop in and see her.
And then if everything goes great, maybe next year, then you go back and you stay with her for a week. But I just think it's dangerous in this day and time.
I got no beef with it. Maybe as a contingency backup plan, like at a hotel for the first night or two, and then see how it goes. Maybe you handle it the same you would as if you were hanging out with a guy. But I'm just not nervous about it at all, especially 10 years. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I played an online role-playing game for about 2 years, and I went over to Sweden and actually stayed with the guy that I met there through the game for about a week. And, I mean, it went great. No problems. He took me out around the country and showed me sights and everything, bought me food. So, I mean, it was a great, great trip.
No problems.
Yeah.
Smelled my hair, cut my toenails for me.
Yeah, not everybody's creepy, though.
I
understand the reservation, but in this situation, I don't see, I don't know, I just don't think that she's going to be unsafe.
I just want to let you know, I just want to smell your hair. I've seen it, and I just want to smell it, dude.
There you go.
Good morning, Myra.
Welcome to Sweden.
Good morning, Myra. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to tell Julie to not be scared. As long as you stay in contact with your family and they know where you are and you phone them every couple of days or whatever, to go and have a great time. I dated a guy from Scotland that I met online for 5 years and went over to visit his family and meet them and everything, and it was wonderful. You're going to love going to Great Britain. It's a fantastic place. There's so much to do, and if you have a free place to stay, gosh, that's awesome.
Shauna here is a little bit more cautious.
Okay.
Hey, Shauna.
Hey.
Hola.
She should not go by herself. I've had a friend that be in that situation. She still does not know that person and that person's motives. I think she should go with her boyfriend and do the other thing and then meet him and maybe go back. It's very dangerous.
Do you think somebody would, like, have an ulterior motive after a decade of talking to you on the phone?
Absolutely. People run games.
Oh, hey.
That for 10 years?
Yes, even for 10 years. You don't know a person until you meet them and actually, and even then you still might not know them. I just think that's dangerous for her to go so far away from home from anybody she knows.
What is our listener on the voice disguiser again?
Julia.
Julia. at what age did you meet your friend? How old were you when y'all met?
When we first started playing the game, I was 15.
So they were like kind of like teenager friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How old is your friend?
She is 24.
About the same age. Met when she was 14.
Yeah.
Online.
I just think there's no problem with
it. It's just now's the time where you actually have the money to go and visit.
Burt Show.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.